Blog Talk Radio.
Journey, yes, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Good morning, family. We're gonna get ready to get started on this millionaire conversation, millionaire mind conversation cafe. Yes, we're gonna get started with Angie Wyden, the Lord's Prayer.
How they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sound something like this. How should we pray? Here's what the Lord told them. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yes, yes, God bless you. Good morning, good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ann Ingram. And we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And in that one power and one presence, we recognize that great spirit known by many names on this line as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So let's just tune in to the spirit, which means breath. Isn't that interesting? And as we move into that place, recognizing that there is power in the breath, family, there's power in the breath. And I want you to just get real still. And I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, breathing deep into the diaphragm, remembering to breathe into the heart. Ooh. And I want you to breathe deep into the diaphragm and remember to hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then release, family. Don't forget to breathe. We forget to breathe sometimes, family. I want you to breathe, family. And as we take in a deep breath this morning, just open your heart and just say thank you, God. Even if you feel some kind of way, just thank you, God. Thanking God for this new day. Thanking this opportunity to come together in this collective energy and collective mind. Just breathe in gratitude and allowing every breath to amplify the love of the eternal loving presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Family, let's breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. Release. Just breathe. be still. Be still and know that I am. That I am God. Breathe. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe, Father, breathe. As we invite and invoke the presence of our higher mind self, asking the presence of the eternal loving God to come through as us and us all around. And that we will remove this one and every human created ego, every human created thought, removing all of ourselves to allow the presence of this higher myself, the beloved I am God, as we stand before the presence this morning, asking that we come empty and be filled by the presence of the higher mind God, that it remove any information, any data, and anything stored in our body's temple, any muscle fiber, any organ, any living system in our body to be released from our knowing, other than the truth that we are more than enough. As we hear Ayana's prayer for forgiveness of money.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. Gratitude Meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, I am so grateful.
So grateful.
And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest, I am so grateful.
So grateful.
And allow that breath to be released. And see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally and someone you know loves you unconditionally is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there, or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me. Eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful. And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale.
I am so grateful.
And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold a thought form. I am so grateful.
So grateful.
Grateful. Grateful I am. I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience. Just breathing gratitude. Long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. Slow, complete exhale. Grateful. I am. Again, a long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. And a slow, complete exhale. Grateful I am. And breathe. And experience the radiance of gratitude. And bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of again, a long, deep inhale and drop it. And wiggle your toes and your fingers. And give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room. As you take a long, deep inhale and drop it. And allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed.
Grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to break up the monotony a little bit and put on a little keynote.
You know, the moment you realize you're not alone, is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. It's acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool. It's relationship, commitment. We're all in this thing together, you know. Life is about connecting, making room for your friends. It's making yourself vulnerable. Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys. Intimacy. It's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. It's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours.
I'm already yours.
At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? But I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
Wow. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was Kim right here on the Love Journey. That was intimacy. Yes. All right, we're going to read from The Science of the Mind, The Fantastic You. Muhammad Ali once said, "It's the repetition of affirmations that leads to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen." On page 2 of a book called This Thing Called You, it says, "In some way which you know not of, through some process which never reveals its face, life has entered into you in which it is the irresistible impulse to create." Wow. That's because we're created to create. You see, you are magnificent. You are spectacular. You are the way that God shows off. You see, when you was created, God showed off. So why not be the spectacular, magnificent being that God has created itself to be as you? You are like no other person on the planet. You have gifts and talents that only you can express. You are fantastic. Muhammad Ali's quote is really a spiritual technology that we get to use. See, no, the use of affirmations is not new to us. It is, however, a reminder that it takes practice to live a life of grace, abundance, and beauty. So every day affirm your magnificence. Each morning declare your greatness. Dawn, there's that voice again. Who does this Eugene think he is to tell me that I am fantastic? He doesn't know about all those times I fail. That voice is done. You are so filled with spirit that there is no room for this type of petty language. Banish that voice right now, forever. And when it tries to sneak its way back in, affirm only the highest and the best, and then walk in the direction of your affirmation. I am fantastic. I am magnificent. I am spectacular. Enough said. You are magnificent. The affirmation is, I am one with God. I am fantastic. I am amazing. I am the life of God. I am grateful for this fantastic life. Let's do that together, family. I am one with God. I am fantastic. I am absolutely amazing. I am the life of God. I am grateful for this pen. I tell you, God is good. God is amazing, simply amazing. All right, family, we're going to get ready and turn it over to the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Yes, you tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And every Friday, we bring you what is called the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe with my very own sister from another mister who always shows up every Friday to remind us that we are abundant just the way we are. We are more than enough to develop our relationship with money. And I'm introducing to you of my very own sister, your sister, from another mister, Miss Chastity A. Wells. Ain't no stopping her now.
Happy Friday, family. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine it's about to be springtime to me all over again?
Lord, super excited.
I know it's snowing up in some parts, but, hey, it was pretty warm down here in Georgia. So, I'm excited about it, and I'm just excited about time and just life in general, family. Can y'all imagine it's about to be springtime, and we are almost done with our book, Overcoming Under-Earning, which is a five-step plan to a richer life by Barbara Stanley, a book that we have been able to really dive into, really explore and enjoy over the last few months here. So Yeah, so I'm excited about it. I'm excited about us moving forward and just keep on going because we are actually in the fifth step of the book, guys. If you've been following along and if you have not, it's all good, family. It's definitely all good. It's all love. But we are on step five, which is about respect and appreciate money. Respect and appreciate money. So we've actually had the opportunity to go over a couple different things over the last few weeks, and I just want to reemphasize those things about the learning curve. The learning curve taught us about the unconscious incompetence. We began to start realizing what we don't know, right? And typically how we end up hitting this stage is because of a crisis. Only a crisis normally hits us in this situation, because who really starts trying to reach out and learn something that we don't know? It's normally a crisis, whether we lose all our money in 401k plan, we lose our job, or whatever the case may be, right? Then we have step two, which is the conscious incompetence. Conscious incompetence. Now we realize what we don't actually know. So that's the powerful part about that. The key is to continue learning at whatever pace you can, and eventually you'll get to the next step. The next step is stage three, the unconscious competence. The information is slowly sinking in, Janine, though you have not yet realized how much progress you've made, but you're starting to get glimpses. A glimpse, a complex issue, suddenly makes sense. And so just to remind us, even regards to that, guys, I've always talked to us about, you know, that's the whole part of why we're doing Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. It's just to give us a platform, a safe place to really talk about these different things, to go over these different concepts that we do have, to realize what we don't know, how do we start shaking at those different things, or if you are already going through a crisis, but you have an opportunity, a safe place to listen, to talk, to hash over some of your different ideas. And then after that, let's start seeking out the right people to help us start putting the right plan in action. So that's what I really love about Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And then we have stage four, which is the conscious competence. Now, this is when finally after weeks or maybe months of failing in the dark, you suddenly see the light. You can carry on an intelligent conversation and feel reasonably capable of making prudent decisions. There's still more to learn, but you got a firm grasp of the subject. So I just wanted us to remind us of those different areas of learning, because as we're going through this, I know a lot of times for the last 2 weeks, people have gotten a little quiet in regards to our exercises and things like that, family. And I just want to encourage each and every one of you on the line. We're not, Janine and I, everybody on this line, I mean, no one's speaking from a place of, I know darn well Chastain got it together, so please don't ever take it as that. But just speaking from a place of love for us all to be able to just grow together, to try out the exercises, try out these different things. It's just a safe place for us all just to continue to grow and to continue to explore these different ideas and these different concepts, family. So I'm super excited about us moving forward. I just really wanted to encourage us all and just go back over those concepts, because I think it's really important not to get down on oneself as we're going through the process of learning. So we last left off highlighting a bunch of the different exercises, and one of our different exercises we talked about was I love to spend less, but, and I have to be honest, I have to write it down to stay on task. That's my truth. And then I put the same thing for I would love to save more, but I really do have to stay on task. I'm just one of those people. As y'all can tell, I get really excited. I say that I may want to do something. And, blame it on me being an Aquarius, me blaming it on anything, but the fact that sometimes I get overexcited and then I'm on to the next task. I'll forget. I may really want to do it, but I just forget, right? So that's the beauty of going through these different journals. and writing it down, being clear, what we say we really want to do, and really start moving towards it. So what is that for you? You'll love to spend less, but I love to save more, but, and I love to get out of debt, but, and then I love to invest, but, and it could be just that many people are still learning about it, right? So that's where we're at. I just really wanted just to conclude on these different things. I know we had an opportunity to go through with family, but as we're closing it out, I really, really, really just wanted to give us all an opportunity just to speak these things within ourselves, answer these different objectives, answer these different journal exercises. Because, Janine, have you found that it really has brought other things back to the forefront from you, for you to keep you on path in your own life?
Yes. Yes, yes. You know, even though I recognize this from the Millionaire Mind Intensive Workshop, I think that's what it's called. And one of the things that I recognized that the language or the energy was always in my home, not enough. And I still feel that I haven't got all of that energetic expression out when I did some of those exercises. So I still got a lot of work to do.
And that's the reality. And that's, I think that's a beautiful, honest answer, Janine, because a lot of times I think people have the misconception that just because you're hosting a call or just because you're leading in a certain area, it seems like maybe that person has arrived. In some cases, the person may have arrived to certain things and to certain degrees of information. However, life is a journey, family. It's always an evolving journey. And as one thing I just told one of my best friends yesterday is I do the most learning from each and every one of you. I do the most learning from people. I do the most learning. So I'm always engaged. I'm always really, really asking the questions. I'm hungry to go back over the journal exercises because it gives me food for thought. It helps me look at it from a different perspective. So when King get on the line and he posed different questions, it gives me a different angle to play with the same information and uncover the same thing that I may was struggling with but decided to keep it covered in the mud because I didn't pose it in that way. But with everyone being engaged in the call, it gives us all the opportunity to look at the same coin more than just two different ways, but from every angle and spinning on its axis, you see? So I think that's the cool part about all of it and just all of us really, really, really just being engaged and just showing up on the planet and showing our gifts and just really being engaged with one another. So just a reminder of those different things and just moving us forward into our highlights, and then we'll move on to this week's chapter. The highlights of Chapter 8, we went on and we talked about the respect and appreciation of money. It ensures that you make a good living and enjoy a good life. But remember, family, you can always make a great salary, but if you still have more debt, then you're not going to be able to live a good life, right? Because debtors will choke you out. And remember what debt is. Debt is a sign. It's a sign that our life is going in the wrong direction. It's time for us to wake up. It's a wake-up call. It's nothing to be upset about. It's just a wake-up call, family. It's critical to take care of your finances by following the four rules of money. Remember, family, we must spend less, save more, invest wisely, and give generously, and in that order. So it's spend less, save more, invest wisely, give generously, and make sure it's in that order. Above all, you must stop debting and start paying off your credit cards. Cutting back doesn't mean cutting out, buying completely. So listen, if you're like me, this is like music. I promise, it's like music every time I read. Cutting back does not mean cutting out, buying completely. Instead, track your expenses, Chastity. Do a spending plan and educate yourself financially. Getting smart about money requires traveling through the four phases of the learning curve that we just went back over. Unconscious incompetence, conscious incompetence, unconscious competence, conscious competence. And the first law of investing is what? never put money in anything you don't understand. I am a firm believer in that, family. Never put money in anything you don't understand, okay? Whether it is your 401k, whether it is anything, I understand. I've done it before and started to invest in different things. However, that was just to get me started. But I started learning about it. I started seeking out people who had a lot of money in their 401k, and not by accident, but people who were actively engaged. I'll never forget the one guy that I was working with, Jason, and he had well over $3 million. And he was actively engaged. So every time he was eating his lunch, he was playing around with his money. He was writing things down. He was paying attention to the market. So that's who I started to pick up things from. I couldn't listen to just my friends who they made good money, right? We all made good money. But with the fur coats and this, that, and the other, they looked a certain way, right? But I'm looking at his actual statements and his liquid money that was available to him. So it was certain actions I had to take because I didn't come from a situation where we dialogued about this. So I just really, really, really encourage you that even though you may not understand something, please seek out people who do understand, but definitely take the first step and start moving towards that direction. And your biggest risk, family, is not market vitality. I think this is so important to remember. It's not market vitality, but making an uninformed choice or doing nothing at all. So here's the reality, family. Doing nothing at all is worse than market vitality, okay? And so we went on and we had conversations with ourselves talking about how did we feel when we closed this out. Were there any surprises? Did anything disturb us? And we got an opportunity to talk about those different things as well. And I just want to leave that open just real quick. Did anyone have anything that they wanted to hash out real quick? Before we do, start in Section 3 with ensuring our success. Press star 6 if you're on the line and 1 if you are on Blog Talk.
Oh.
Come on, family. Come on. It's before the spring equinox. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Come
Let's
on,
get our money
on,
game.
Come on,
it's time.
Come on.
It's time. All right, I get it. Everybody knows the jury. You know, it's about to be a new season. We got pollinating everywhere. So, yeah, no. A bunch of everything going on. It's all good. Good thing about it is, hey.
Good morning.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Hi. Happy Friday. I'm so thankful to be here. This is Khadija.
Hey, Khadija.
How you doing, Chastity?
I'm awesome. I love your name.
Thank you so much. This is just a right on conversation for me. I just want to say I'm thankful and grateful to be on the line listening because I've been in a course with Lisa Nichols called Abundant Life, and one of the promises that I made to myself when I began the course was to get my finances in order, and I've been here, done it, you know, credit repair, all that, and I always get to a certain place and I stop, you know, and so it's like, well, what is that about? Why do you get to that place and everything is in order and then you just, I just get into the spot of spending money again and, you know, not saving and I really had to go into, like, what happened with my parents to figure out why I was doing what I was doing. And what I've discovered is that my mother was the total opposite of my dad. My dad was a spender and a saver and a, you know, let's think about it before we spend. And my mother was, I want to enjoy life and I want to do what I want to do and I don't care about the bills. And, you know, I had to get to a certain place where I have to honor both of those ways of being in myself and give myself a little bit of room to have the fun or whatever. Because I think for me, like, budgeting, like, when I hear the word budget, it's like, oh, that's restrictive. And, you know, I don't want to be restrictive. And not be able to have fun. And so, you know, I'm back, quote unquote, budgeting. I'm back, you know, investing. You know, I like stocks and things like that. I find that fun. I like investing in silver and different things like that. That's fun to me. But just doing things, certain things, like, with fun. Like, I need that for my personality. So this conversation is right on time. I do have the book. I'm going to have to pull it off the shelf and catch up to where you guys are. But I just wanted to say thank you. And I just wanted to let you know, like, people are listening. I'm listening, and I'm taking it in, and I'm getting value from what you share. And that's all.
You're amazing. That's a lot that you said, though. That's not that's all. That was amazing, Khadija. Thank you so much. You blessed my heart this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And guess what, Khadija? You're a woman just like me. When you start talking about cutting back, I'm like, cutting back? Track my spending? For what? No. But track our spending does not mean that we can't have fun. And I know where I got it from. My mama say it go all the way back to my granddaddy and my great-granddaddy. So it's all good. We just have to learn to track it. And so we have that free money to do the additional things that you enjoy doing. You actually enjoy investing, I guess, because I'm still learning. It's not as much of a fun game as it is for you. So I think it's a process for us all. I think that's the cool part. So I definitely do appreciate you for sharing in regards to that.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing it back to the forefront for me. So I'm complete. I just wanted to let y'all know.
Yes. Hey, man, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Khadija. My supernova style.
Yes, yes. Isn't that amazing? I'm so glad to know that I'm sharing that with someone else. When you hear track your spending, I'm like, ah! But tracking our spending does not, or budgeting does not mean cut out the fun. Right.
I think
so. It's just getting to that place and being clear.
I think one thing about the whole word budget, I think it brings up a lot for a lot of people, though. The word budget,
yeah,
just on its own. Budget? Budget? Some people are like,
right.
I don't have nothing to budget.
Isn't that the truth? We will say that in a heartbeat.
Good morning.
Peace and blessings. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday, family. I just love you all and the lessons we're getting here about this money. I mean, it's things that you know, but when you practice them, it's a different story. And just tracking the money, I put this app on my phone, and it's been shocked. I had been, you know, not telling myself the truth. And when you see this, like, shucks, you got
here,
to do better.
Share that. Share that with Claudette. What haven't you been telling the truth about with yourself?
Really,
I think you got to free some of us.
Well, that's my fun money. I consider it stuff I'm going to do anyway, and I don't even count it. But that's where my money is going when I look at it. And it's interesting, when I began that tracking, I could see practices. And as Janine had stated in some other story she had, that the majority of the money is going on food. I'm buying food, I'm eating out, I'm getting food, and working on the not spending part, the only thing I've been able to do is just don't buy nothing at all that day. Don't spend a dime. And I try to economize by, you know, like going to another state and buying my cigarettes in bulk and other things that I do in bulk, and that helps me. But I had to get to a place where I was accumulating the money to buy in bulk so that I can save down the road. It's worth, you know. But these practices do help, and I'm working on, I'm determined to have a better life and to use my money to create wealth. That servicing debt stuff hit me so hard last week. I was like, yep, that's all you do, paying on bills. And I really don't have a lot of bills, so it's my lifestyle that I need to take control of. And I'm determined to do that with my book coming out. That money's got to be working on assignment to make me even better known. So I don't have, the option anymore. If I'm serious about this, I've got to change my habits. So that's my timing. I'm working on it.
Oh, Ms. Claudette, you just blessed my soul this morning. You got me over here cracking up, too, because I can identify. I can truly identify, and I think that is the beauty of us tracking our budget is really because I really thought I was on task. And I'll just say this for myself, I really thought I was on task about many things because my bills are not late, right? So my bills aren't late. I'm able to save. I'm able to do different things. However, once you start tracking it, then it's like, oh, this is where my money is going. And it's little things that you just don't pay attention to. And I'll just put myself out there for like something. Instead of me spending, $30 on a bottle of wine or something like that, I feel like I'm doing good by getting some that's on sale. But as I get it that's on sale, what I realize is I think in my mind, unconsciously, family, because I only spent $9, $10, I think it makes sense to buy three more. So I'm still spending the money. I'm still spending it. But I didn't realize it until we started tracking it. I'm just keeping it real. I'm just keeping it real this morning. And it was a lot of, you know what, Cassidy, you better get them together. Because even though I'm saying, oh, well, this is cheaper. I'm going to go for this, right? But then I've already allotted to free all of that money up, and I'm spending it. So it wasn't until I started writing it down that I was like, oh, come on now. So.
Yeah, it becomes a real issue to deal with yourself on those areas too, you know? I want to create wealth, not just keep servicing debt. Every dime you get goes for an expense that perhaps could change if you looked at it differently.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yep. And just like you just said, there you go. There you go. And that's the whole point of the conversation is for us all just to be each other's cheerleader while we're cheering ourselves on through this race of it all. Because this is the way that we really ensure our success, family. We've talked about establishing groups and support systems and just different places where we all can go. And that's really the whole point of the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe is for us to talk about those different things and laugh and say, you know what, I'm guilty of that too. Or, you know what, I'm not doing the work because maybe I'm scared that I'm not worthy enough to even be financially free. Why am I self-sabotaging myself, even down to like you just talked about with us writing a book, with you writing a book. But if we continue to practice certain self-sabotages, not that you ain't supposed to eat because we are supposed to eat. However, do we have to spend that extra $100 at Red Lobster this week? Probably not. You can put that to the side and get prepared to pay for your editor or whatever the case may be, right? So it actually serves you in a different capacity, the money that you're actually circulating into, the universe. So I think that that's just a powerful way for all of us just to be conscious of it as we are preparing to ensure our success. So thank you, ladies. I definitely do appreciate all of y'all affirming energy this morning.
Thank you. You do a good job of teaching us and reminding us.
Good man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man, I just want to say I am so super proud of you, Claudette. I can hear your growth from where we started when we started Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe to where you are today. So I want to say thank you for your growth and your transparency. And thank you, that's all I can say, and your courage to take it on.
I want to be just as strong. I want to have it all. I want to be just like my family.
That's right. I love it.
Yes, I got a responsibility in this family to create wealth and success. So I'm on it.
You know what's interesting? The one thing that I want everybody to go away with from this Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe is to just think about paying ourselves first, putting ourselves first on our money to-do list. You know, we get this money and we decide who we're going to pay, but we never put ourselves first on that to-do list of things to pay. Please get in the habit. I promise you, it changed my money relationship when I started putting myself first. Family, I cannot tell you the power in putting it in yourself first. Paying yourself first will change your dynamic and your relationship to the money, because money is energy. And you teach the universe how to take care of you when you pay yourself first. You say, I am important in my money energy. So even if you don't, even say you can't do 10%, just do 5%. Put your savings account to the side and put 5%. Then work up to 10% if that's better for you. But put yourself first. When you say, okay, who I'm going to pay this month, put your name on the very first line, and then everything else get paid. I'm telling you, it changes the way the universe sees you, because you're seeing you as important. Your money will become important to you, and you, the energy of money will say, oh, I got to pay Claudette first. I got to pay Janine first. I got to make sure I pay Chastity first. The universe, the energetic expression of what you're putting out there will come back to you. Pay yourself first. I don't care if you get X amount of dollars a month on what they call fixed income, because you know there's no such thing as fixed income. Or you get paid every other week. However, just put yourself first or put something aside. Even if you don't want to do a percentage, say I'm going to put $35 every 2 weeks, $100 every 2 weeks, $200, whatever it is that you can do, put it together and make it a habit. Make that a habit. And I say that emphatically because it will change your money energy.
Yes.
And you know that's the area I lack the most in. I sporadically pay myself. I don't make it a priority. And that's the missing ingredient. Do you, Claudette? First, you're just as important. So getting that down on pat and sticking to it, you know, I'll start and then I'll go a while, oh, I got to do this and that, and not pay myself. And you're right, Janine. If you don't have that priority on your value in a situation, nothing else is going to come right, I don't think. You got to do you. You got to be in the equation of that progress you're talking about.
You do. It changed my life. At first, I was doing it after I read the book when I was in my 20s. What's the name of the book? I can't think of it right now. Y'all know that name of the book. I tell you every week.
Catherine Ponder?
No, the book about when The Richest Man in Babylon. It teaches you to pay yourself for
it.
The Richest Man in Babylon is a really good story if you haven't read it. So it teaches you to pay. So I read it, and I was like, okay, I'm going to pay myself first. And then it really resonated with me to pay myself first. Then I got out the habit of paying myself first. But then when I started this line and we started the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe some years back, right before that, I was meditating, and I was telling God, I was going through some changes, and I was saying, God, I can't understand this thing with money. I mean, I do everything you ask. I pay my time, do it, and I'm complaining to God because this stuff ain't working, God. And God said to me, sent me to seek ye the kingdom of God. And I'm like, well, who is God, God? Just tell me who God is. And God said, well, who is God? Who and where is God? I said, I'm God. Yeah, you God. So if you God, then who do you pay first? I was like, whoa. That thing blew me away. So, and then when I started paying myself first again, when I went back into meditation, what I realized is that when I pay myself first, I'm teaching the universe that I am important. See, when I was doing it the other way, what I was saying to the universe is, I'm not important. So every time I made my money, I was paying the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. But what I wasn't sending into the universe or even to my money energy that I was important enough to bring this money first, pay me first. I was servicing debt, but never thinking about, oh, I'm important to my money and my money is important to me. You got to pay you first because it teaches the energy of your money that you are important, and it will come back to you. Oh, it will come back to you. If we just could understand energy, if I could just get in your mind and your heart how important your thoughts are, even when you're handling your money. Your money takes on the thoughts that you take, the energy that you take, the energy of your thoughts. So if you're thinking not enough when you have your money, you know how when you're paying your bills and you're getting the energy not enough, your money begins to just, and you don't have enough. But when you pay yourself first, you're always saying, I'm important, there's more than enough. And the energy, you'll find money will just show up in places, and you just, people will come and give you money. People will call you and say, you know what, I want your services. It is stuff, your energy changes when you pay yourself first. So have an account. If you don't put number $5 in it, $10, it's not the amount, it's the habit. Get in the habit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I very often listen on, this is Deborah, and I very often listen on Fridays, but I very seldom add my voice because I've had such a roller coaster ride in this area of money. And my habits really change when I'm working for someone else and I'm working 9 to 5 or I'm working where I know how much money I'm going to get at the end of the week or 2 weeks. I can be so consistent with being investing and just be on top of things. But when I work for myself, my mindset just it has changed. It changes. And so I just had such horrible, money issues. I would say, and several years ago, things are starting to look up again. Things are starting to change. But what I wanted to add this morning was that I'm not sure if it was a conversation here on Friday. I'm not really sure, but I think it might have been. But the last 2 weeks, I decided to start do something different is what you talked about, Janine, is that I said, you know what, one of the, if you want to live precariously, if you want to live a life where you feel uncertain and that anything could happen and you'll just be blindsided by an expense or a ball bill or somebody asking you for even a small amount of money, like my daughter sometimes might hit me up. And it's like, never, don't put no money aside. And that it'll make you feel that way, like you're just walking on eggshells all the time. And so what I decided to do was every time I get any kind of money, no matter the amount, I decide I'm not going to start trying to, like, sock away large amounts of money at the moment because it's just like, when I say large, I mean, I'm not going to say, okay, every time I get $200 or $500, I'm going to put $100. I decided, no, I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is every time I get some money, I'm going to put $10 aside. I just put $10 aside. That's it. And then last week or two, maybe, like I think it was last week, I went to worship, and I said, you know, it's time to start tithing again. I just want to, I know that tithing for me makes me feel abundant. And my center could use the support, and let me just start tithing. So those two things I took on, and I know, I tell you, I feel different. I can tell you that I just feel different. Just when I get money, I say, okay, that's right off the top, those two things. Haven't gotten back to investing yet. That's going to come. I already know that. Paying down debt, that's coming, all of that. It's like, but I just said those two things, I'm going to start doing those first. Now, the order that you talked about, Chastity, that might be a different order. But for me, this is the order that feels right because I know I need to, that energy of just putting $10 aside because there's something that made me feel, and I think you captured it, Janine, it's like you just feel like I felt like such a, like for me, I felt like what kind of woman am I? I'm not even putting money aside for me for, you know, if I, it doesn't make any sense to spend all your money. And the mind will tell me, my mind will tell me, well, you really need to go and, like, we talk about food. I don't know why I like to buy food so much. And I was like, oh, my God, I love to shop. I love to go to Aldi's, and I just love to buy. And I'm buying a lot of healthy food, but it's still food. I'm buying oranges. I got to got my almond milk, chocolate, vanilla. I got to get my, you know, I'm like, I got to get my tomatoes. And but I still have to stop and say, okay, just, you know, off the top, $10 in your growth account. Tithe whatever you just, you know, 10% mm-hmm. or whatever you just earned. And I noticed that, like, food and everything else would start coming from other places. That's been happening anyway, which is why I had to slow back because I've been gaining weight. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. I'm eating too much. So, you know, it's like really just being, it's something about that putting the money aside that I just feel different now, and I feel more, I feel less afraid. I feel more like an adult. I look forward to money coming in so that I can put some more aside. And I at some point I expect to increase that. But right now, $10, it's adding up. $10 has a way of adding up. And I just, you know, thank you for this, you know, bringing this to us. And I hate to acknowledge, but I will. I did this book 11 years ago. I did her book, that particular book, 11 years ago with a woman that I know. And we went through it, and I wrote all through it. And, I mean, so this time around, I'm listening, and I tell you, you got to really be, for me, it's like, I have to be really, like, diligent because my mindset, as I said, is something about when I know the money's coming in, I know when it's coming, and I can be on top of things. But as soon as I don't know, then I get that fearful, anxious mindset, and I don't have to have that. And I realize that it's just a mindset that I can change. So I decided, mm-hmm. okay, let's start small. And so I mm-hmm. appreciate the conversations because I notice for me, anything that I want, if I like money, there's something about money. I know that, Khadija, you nailed it. Mm-hmm. you know, I've done books around it. And that childhood stuff, my father was he just spent willy-nilly. And my mother was a spendthrift. And she was very good. She could make the dollar go a long, long way. And so I'm sort of like, I'm like my mother sometimes, but I have been more like my father. And I would like to be a little bit more, a lot more like my mother because my mother was she was smarter with money. If you went to the store, you know, back in the day when I was a kid, and if the bread cost 49 cents and she gave you a dollar and you came back and you gave her 50 cents, she wanted to know where her penny is. You know, where's my penny? And I think that's how people, you know, I know for myself, if I'm mindful and I keep a close eye on my money and I've started to do that again, then a penny matters. And when you think it doesn't matter, even though it sounds like a small, it is just the smallest amount you can get, but it still matters. And so thank you for this conversation. I just want to add my voice because I've been kind of in hiding on Fridays.
Well, that's an interesting correlation. Oh, go ahead. I thought you was gone. Go ahead.
Yeah. Listen, I already came in here. I do have my appointment with Devorah. Thank you so much. That was some powerful information that you shared, too. But the funny thing is, even when she shared that, I definitely understand where you're coming from. However, mine is a little bit different. I think I become more frivolous when I do work for someone. So I think it's something for us both to kind of look at and journal. How do we get in those different places, and how are we showing up energetically for ourselves like that? So I think that was powerful, and thank you so much. I appreciate your energy this morning. And everyone on the call, I do have an appointment at this time, guys. This was an amazing, amazing, amazing morning. Oh, my gosh. I wish I could have spent more time with us. But if you have any insurance needs, anything else that we need to go over, please reach out to me directly. You're able to call or text me directly. My name is Chastity A. Wells, 614-230-6600. Again, it's 614-230-6600. I will take care of all of your insurance needs as well as any other needs that you do have as far as planning for retirement as well. So, Joni, thank you so much for this opportunity to continue to grow. Janine, Absolutely. I just bless your soul, you, your husband, your kids, everybody. Thank you for just the great shoulders that I've been able to stand and learn from. So thank you all. I love you all. Bless you to my mom. I'm sure she's probably listening still. Thank you all. Love you. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Chastity. We appreciate you. Whew. Well, I just want to remind anybody in Chicagoland area, guess who's going to be in town and talking about Money Master the Game, Tony Robbins. And the tickets are very, 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 very reasonable. The tickets are only $69, two for $99. And if you want to meet Tony Robbins, $400 and some. I got my tickets, baby. And guess what? You can have a personal conversation with Tony Robbins. It's going to be right here April 2nd, but it's actually going to be in Rosemont. Anybody in Chicagoland area knows the Rosemont area. That's going to be here April 2nd, and he's going to have some people here, Damon, and quite other people. They're going to talk about all types of investments, insurance property, insurance, real estate, buying taxes, all kinds of things about how to use, utilize, and have a relationship with your money. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, you might want to get your tickets, or you might want to fly in and get your tickets in, as well. But they're going to be here April 2nd. That's a Sunday, all day Sunday. They're going to have breakfast and all kinds of things. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, you might want to get your tickets to Tony Robbins being here. And anybody have any questions about Tony Robbins, if you don't know who he is, he is an amazing author, but he just wrote this last book, Money Master the Game. I'm reading it. It is so good. He said by the time you finish reading this book, you will learn about investing in different products that will make you money, where your money making money. See, that's the prayer I've been asking. I want to get to the point where my money making money. You know how Reverend Knight said it? Money making money. Money making money. All right, anybody with any questions, comments, or concern, please press the 1 if you want Blog Talk Radio. And if you are on teleconference, let me know. You just come on in and tell *6. I see a lot of new callers, and I would love for you to introduce yourself if you would feel like it. I mean, it's so amazing when you get to see new callers. So I noticed we got a lot of new callers, quite a few new callers. So if you just want to come on and introduce yourself, say whatever you want to say, I would love to hear from you if you're ready. If you're not, I understand. You know, it's okay. You can be incognito. But I just want, like, sometimes like, wonder who that is. Wonder who that is. Like a little kid, y'all. You know I'm super excited. Any comments, questions, concerns, *6, press 1. Okay, well, we're going to be quiet. I mean, we're quiet, honey, this morning. All right, sending love into our sister who was also on the phone this morning. She spoke yesterday, and I saw she's going to be speaking on March the 19th. Peggy Riggins, wasn't it great to hear her voice yesterday on the phone? Now, just last week, she couldn't even form a word, y'all. And now she was able to speak as good as she was able to speak. That was really a blessing yesterday to hear her able to form words. I promise you, last week I was just at the hospital and she was not able to form syllables the way she was forming on this call yesterday. So I just want to send her some love, tell her I'm super proud of her. And I know she's going to be walking again soon, and I know she's going to have the full capacity of her mind. And so, again, she told me to let each and every one of you know, thank you, thank you, thank you. And she's going to be speaking at her church on March the 19th. She's going to be giving her testimony. Can you imagine being in a coma for 28 days, 20 seizures, one heart attack, one stroke? Our sister, Peggy Riggins, she's doing the doggone thing. So I want to send her some love out there and sending love to her. Next week, family, we got a relationship coach. Now, let me just say, every time I bring some kind of people on, that doesn't mean I agree with everything they say or even hardly anything they say, but let me share this with you. She has a different perspective than me on relationships. But I said I'll let her come on. She, you know, she's come from L.A., and I want to see how, you know, maybe you all agree. But some of this stuff, I was like, okay, well, that's interesting. And that's because I come from a very a process that everything is a reflection of yourself. She, to me, but I don't want to give away her stuff, so because I like different perspectives, because you get to learn when you open your mind from different perspectives. And I'm not saying that my way is the right way, but, it, you know, this is what I've learned in my metaphysics, so
Okay, it's going to be an interesting process. She talks about men and how they think, and that we don't really understand as women how men think. And so she has a whole dynamic relationship coach energy. So I'm super excited to bring her on. Her name is Kimmy. And she's going to talk about it's some good stuff there. And then we got Ed, who's coming on Tuesday. She's going to come on Wednesday, Kimmy. Ed's a shaman, and he's going to come and talk about manifest. You know we got to manifest. And it's manifesting anything you want from a spiritual position, but also understanding how to create the conditions within us that has conditioned us to not be able to manifest the way we want to manifest. So how do we clear those veils that has conditioned us from the truth of who we are? That's what Ed's been at. And then I'm super excited. On the 16th, we got an amazing artist. He works with NASA. Latin. He's a Latin. They call him the Latin God. Oh, he's funny, too. And he has created this music with his guitar, these sounds that cleanse and renew and help heal the veils that has kept us from living a very harmonized, holistic, prosperous life. And he works with NASA and different. He's worked with Robin Island and Mark Van Hansen, and he has a long list of some amazing people that we know that he's worked with. So I'm super excited to bring him on the line. That's all next week. We got a great lineup next week. We're going to be manifest. So if you're looking to manifest, if you're looking to heal, if you're looking to find more opportunities to create better relationships, let's see what we're going to get next week. And let's have a conversation. And, you know, there's no problem if we disagree. It's just disagreeing with a cool, calm perspective and allowing people to have their space to have their thoughts. That's the only thing, disagreeing. We can disagree. We can agree to disagree, but we do it with love on this line. We don't always have to agree with people. But what I love about having different perspectives is this. It gives us an opportunity to learn, gives us an opportunity to think, and I love the conversation because the conversation, if it's done in love, wakes us all up, whether we're on this side or that side. So I'm super excited next week to bring this great lineup, and then the following week we have some really great people coming. We got a guy coming who wrote a book, The Ancient Secrets to Wealth. The Ancient Secrets to Wealth. So I got to hurry up and finish reading that book because he's going to be on the line too. He's going to be bringing us some really powerful tools to manifest whatever it is we want using sound, vibration, and understanding how the tools. So he comes in, he talks about, one thing about the musician is how we use, he tunes the guitar, tunes up the guitar. He talks about how we tune up our bodies, our energy, so that we can manifest. So he's going to talk about that, and I think that's going to be powerful. The guy who's going to teach us about the ancient secrets, he's going to use sound and vibration, commanding and demanding and using, understanding certain words and the vibration of words. So we got some really great people coming on this morning. I want you to invite your friends. Let's manifest. Let's all be millionaires. Also, next Tuesday, if you're in the Chicagoland area, we're also going to have another wealth creation. Yes, another wealth creation. And we're going to be bringing in some top, Gerald Gary, he's 29 years old. He already making money, over money. He's going to be one of our guest speakers. And we got these lawyers who are coming in to talk about investment piece. We're talking about putting together an investment club. So if you're interested in, and we're going to do it with the real estate piece. So if you're here in the Chicagoland area and you want to be a part of, you know, a movement, we're going to be right here in Chicago. It's going to be, again, at the bank on 79th Street, Urban Partnership. So I'll make sure I get you more information on that. That's next Tuesday. Again, if you're in the Chicagoland area, you got to get your tickets because they're going out fast to Tony Robbins. He's going to be here April 2nd. So April 2nd, yes, Money Master the Game. You should get that book. It's a really good book. I'm reading it right now. It is powerful. Powerful. He says by the time you get to reading that book, you will know about different instruments where your money is making money, And one of the things that he talks about in there is an IUL. IUL is a permanent insurance
life insurance that that operates off the index, the S&P index. But I'm not that abreast, and I'm just learning about it, but that's what he talks about also in the book. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, please press star 6 on the teleconference line, press 1 on the blog talk line, and I want to remind you to tune in to our sister, Rosa J, doing it God's way each and every day. She's doing the Ascended Masters meditation every morning on Facebook and Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget to tune in to our sister from another mister, Carla LeBeau Hawkins, every Sunday, Station Destination Prayer Line. Also, Thursday, March 16th, Cider Enterprises will be bringing you an amazing author. So make sure you tune in to Cider Enterprises. Go to Facebook page and like her Facebook page. Tune in to Mama Joy on Thursday at 5:30. Ain't I a Woman? Emancipation Proclamation, Ain't I a Woman? King Tisdale on every third Thursday. King Philosophy. And you got to make sure you go to Deborah and Rick's page, The Gathering of Women. I know her event is every July. And to see the beautiful, amazing women standing in white at the park, oh, my God, it's beautiful. And this year, they're going to have an amazing, powerful event. So don't forget to check out Deborah M. Ricks on her page, The Gathering of Women. Oh, wow. She does it every June. I think this is her fifth or sixth annual event. And it seems to be a very beautiful, beautiful, beautiful event. So make sure you get on Deborah and Rick's page. Let's see, Deborah, Mama Joy, Claudette Reddick, King Philosophy. And just make sure you check out all the books everybody got. Claudette Reddick got a book coming real, real soon. So make sure you pre-buy it. Deborah is helping people with books. If you're thinking about getting your books out, check out Deborah and Rick's. And give her a call at 410-599-2131 and get that book, girl, get that book, boy, get that book out and tell your story, because only you can tell your story the way you can tell it. And it's the truth, family. Let's send some love into Emir J. Otto Price. He's not in ICU. He is in the hospital, but he said, I'm going to be home sooner than you think. Sending him love, 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 right here on the Love Journey. So text him, email him, and let him know we're praying and keeping him uplifted. Because he is doing better and better and better and getting better and better every day and every way. That's all my announcements. If anybody got any announcement or anything that I missed that you want to share, please open up the line, star 6, and let us know. If not, you check out. I think I got everybody this week. I don't think I missed nobody. All right, I want to remind you, family, that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice, family. And remember not to just dream, but to live your God-sized dream. Live them. Oh, guess what? I forgot my own. Don't forget, child, put it on your schedule. The first Sunday in August, I want everybody to be here. I saw Ralph Savage. Yes. And the message from the soul, your soul is calling. You don't want to miss it this year. But let me tell you, I'm really excited. I'm already putting together the 10th annual. So I'm going to be calling you all on person for the 10th annual. You got to come. You got to come. Good morning.
Janine?
Yes.
Good morning, Janine. What time does the event start on Tuesday?
It's 5:30, I think, but I'll get more information. I think it's 5:30. I know we normally start at 5:30, but I got to go on my emails and make sure. So I'll make sure on Monday you have all the information. But if you call me personally, I'll make sure I'll give it to you today if you want it today.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So first Sunday in August, Sunrise Service right here in Chicago. You don't want to miss this year. This is the message from the soul. Family, your soul is calling. Your soul is calling. Yes, yes. And we're going to have a great experience on the lake this year. 9 whole years, family. This is the nice time at the lake. Come on, family, we doing the doggone thing. All right, I'm going to bring you Zap. It's going to be all right, because together it's going to be all right. Have a good day. Have a great weekend, family. Taking you back old school. Some of you all know something about this. Some of you all don't.